I know baseball fans love their history. Well, here's some. On this first day of July, 1920, the great Washington Senators pitcher Walter Johnson tossed a no-hitter against the Boston Red Sox at Fenway Park. It was the only no-hitter in Major League Baseball that season. Now, fast forward a century to this year.
Kim will go to first. The San Diego Padres get their first no-hitter in the history of the franchise.
To third, Moncada. Carlos Rodon has thrown a no-hitter. First pitch swinging, line drive, he's done it. John Means has no-hit.
Those were just three of the seven, yes, seven no-hitters so far in 2021, and that equals the record for a single season. We're not even at the All-Star break yet. Chelsea Janes is national baseball reporter at the Washington Post. Chelsea, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Have we ever seen pitchers this good, this dominant in Major League Baseball?
We really haven't, and we certainly haven't seen it like this since the late 60s, 1968, when the league-wide batting average was 238, and this year it is 239. And so that year, the offense was so depleted that the league decided they were going to lower the mound before the 1969 season, and that's kind of where we are right now.
There are a lot of theories as to why, including a switch to a new baseball this season, which actually doesn't fly as far as the old one did. What do you think? What are some of the ideas about why this is happening?
I think at the core of it is the fact that pitchers are throwing harder than ever. And that is, you know, because of just athletes growing generation on generation. And it's also because of spin rate, which is the number of times the ball turns on the way to home plate. That is something else that technology has allowed pitchers to optimize. And the better the spin rate, the more movement, you know, the more deception you can create for a hitter. And so hitters are sort of facing this double whammy of not only are pitchers throwing harder than ever before, but their pitches are moving in ways that they hadn't before or more dramatically. So it's very tough to make contact as a major league hitter now in ways that it wasn't maybe decades ago.
Well, there's also this controversy about doctored baseballs. And I think this is actually related to the spin rate that you were talking about. The league is trying to crack down on pitchers who are putting substances like pine tar or sunscreen on the ball. What kind of advantage does that give them?
The stickier stuff that pitchers are using, and it varies. Sometimes it's as simple as sweat and rosin, the stuff that they leave on the mound for pitchers, the stuff that gymnasts use. Sometimes it's spider tack, which was made literally for men heaving giant stones to get a grip. But whatever the pitchers were using, the stickier the stuff, the longer their fingers can remain in contact with the ball. That means that a pitcher is able to apply more pressure to the baseball, get more spin, you know, kind of create more movement. And obviously we're talking milliseconds. And if you watch the games, it's not like you'd see the pitcher holding the ball much longer each time he throws, but it makes a big difference. And so the league has said, we're going to crack down on this. And, you know, pitchers obviously aren't happy, but the result early on is that those spin rates I talked about have dropped and offense is starting to creep up a little bit.
Well, one of those pitchers is Hector Santiago on the Seattle Mariners. He's been suspended for 10 games and was fined by Major League Baseball for having a foreign substance on his glove. That came out this week, and he's appealing that suspension. Let's hear from him.
So all I used was rosin. I mean, I used it on both sides, arms, sweat, trying to keep that sweat from dripping down to the hands. I used rosin. That's about it.
How do the pitchers feel about this? Because, as you say, they've kind of always used these substances in one way or the other. Sort of a dirty little secret, wasn't it?
Exactly. You know, it's sort of a wide open secret around the game that these guys were using stuff to improve their grip on the ball. And I think pitchers, by and large, are very frustrated. And I think, you know, I think they agree, no, you don't want guys using stuff that's meant to heave giant stones around. You know, that's a little crazy. But if sunscreen and rosin gives you a better grip, what's the harm there? So from a pitcher's perspective, a lot of them are frustrated because Major League Baseball has treated those things the same way as they've implemented this crackdown, which means that a lot of pitchers who are used to using something now have to go to absolutely nothing. And some are struggling with that. We've seen Garrett Richards of the Red Sox basically admit he's had to reinvent his arsenal because he can't get the same feel for pitches. You know, we've seen Tyler Glass now, an ace for the Tampa Bay Rays, blame an injury on the fact that he had to stop using those substances and started gripping the ball harder. So I think pitchers by and large are frustrated and hopeful that Major League Baseball will rethink a little bit. And while outlawing those really, really sticky, chemically optimized substances, will allow them to use the things like rosin and sunscreen that have been prevalent for decades.
pitchers may be frustrated, but the batters clearly are frustrated as well. And just this week, Dodgers manager Dave Roberts said that all of these no-hitters and the dominance of the pitchers actually may not be good for the game itself. What do you think? I mean, is there a sense across the league that pitchers are too good and they may be driving fans away because there's so little offense?
Yeah, it is the general consensus around baseball that you've got to get offense to pick up, that you can't be having these no-hitters, these games that go 0-0 into the ninth inning, because while they're interesting at times, you know, in those ninth innings and late in the game, they're kind of uninteresting and actionless for the rest of the game. And I think Major League Baseball wants to increase the amount of action, the amount of balls put in play, and just the amount that is happening for fans to sort of interact with.
I don't know. I always liked a good pitcher's duel. Chelsea James, yeah. National baseball reporter for the Washington Post. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.